Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Can I ask a question? How does it help anyone when every time there's an altercation with police involving a black person, if you just say that that person is a victim of racist police brutality, systemic racism, especially if, sadly, tragically, that person dies, just always calling the individual a victim of racism, how does that actually help to fix any problems in our society or to prevent something like this from happening again? You know, there's plenty of people that don't resist arrest when the cops are involved, that don't get shot, black or white, it has nothing to do with skin color. Plenty of people that don't end up tragically dead or in a confrontation with police because they're compliant. Even criminals, perps that are getting caught are compliant. So every time there's a police altercation and involves a black person and everybody just runs and cries victim of racism, that does nothing to prevent this from happening again in the future. Let's take the Breonna Taylor case, for instance, which is in the news right now. And everybody is protesting about it, saying it was racism, as though the police just barged in and killed a woman sleeping in bed because she was black. It's absolutely absurd. That happened because someone, her boyfriend, shot back at police first. And like I said, there's plenty of altercations with police where someone doesn't get shot. There were plenty of people, black women, sleeping, living in apartments that night in Louisville that didn't get shot by police, that didn't die. There were other raids that evening that did not end up with violence and somebody tragically dying. Drug raids associated with the same issue with Breonna Taylor's apartment. So when all you do is cry victim racism, you don't do anything to help prohibit this, prevent this from happening again in the future. So what do people really care about? Because if we really care about saving lives, souls, not just skin color. See, that's the thing. Everybody just dehumanizes these victims, these black people, by just painting them as black and they got picked on because they were black. That is their souls. We don't want souls in confrontation with police. We don't want people losing their lives and dying regardless of skin color. So what we have to address if we want to fix the problem, which nobody's talking about because quite frankly, it's controversial to say what I'm saying, and I'm going to say it and not apologize for it, and I'm not accepting the argument that I sound racist or I am racist because I'm not racist. And I have the greatest sympathy for the family and Breonna Taylor and what happened. It's tragic, but it's just going to happen again if we don't find out why it happened. And the problem is, you end up in these situations when there's crime, and then when there's confrontation with police and resisting arrest, and the situation gets worse, and then, tragically, someone ends up dying. George Floyd, that was horrible, but the guy had a criminal record and was resisting arrest at first. No, oh, you're saying it was George Floyd's fault. No, that was terrible what happened to George Floyd. But if we just say, oh, it was racism, he was an innocent victim, then we're taking away personal responsibility from people that's causing them to end up in situations where they're suffering. And if we really care about people, not just the color of their skin, but actually people, then we're going to talk about trying to prevent these situations. Well, you're saying it's Breonna Taylor's fault that she got shot. No, it was not Breonna Taylor's fault. But there are certain lifestyle decisions that end up leading to circumstances where a tragedy can happen. She was dating a drug dealer and still had contact with that drug dealer all the way up until when this shooting occurred. There was alleged drug trafficking that she was involved with. Like I said in yesterday's episode, if you want more details on what happened in the whole situation with Breonna Taylor, listen to yesterday's episode. But dead guy in her car, drugs in her rental car. So living at night, she's living with a guy, unmarried, who the first thing he does when police announce themselves and come in is start shooting at them. So here's the reality. Regardless of skin color, when you have in inner cities high crime, drug trafficking, fatherlessness, homelessness, unemployment, single parent homes, gang violence, dropping out of school. These are what lead to broken lifestyles, criminal activity, confrontations with police, and then violent confrontations, and somebody dies. The only way to prevent this is to talk about what's causing it and call people to change their lifestyles. And I know that's not politically correct and uncomfortable to hear, but as conservatives who uphold the law and as Christians who preach a gospel of faith and repentance, the message needs to be, get out of a lifestyle that will lead to criminal activity, run-ins with the law, and ultimately a destructive outcome. That's what we need. And that's actually going to make a difference and save lives. That's actually going to turn lives around. We need to help people understand personal responsibility. And it's funny that Christians are jumping on the bandwagon saying, oh, this is just white privilege and systemic racism. Wait a second. No one is going to be judged before God, nor should they be judged even in human courts, by their skin color. It's by their life, decisions, and behavior. So the only way to stop destructive outcomes is to stop destructive behavior, not to give people a pass by saying they're victims, but to say, what are the decisions that are being made that are leading to this, and we need to repent and change lifestyle, regardless of skin color, in the inner cities or in wherever, whatever cohort of society. And if a particular cohort of society, a subsection of society, has a particular problem with run-ins with the law, then call it what it is, crime, address it, and help people out of that lifestyle to live a more fruitful, productive, God-honoring, meaningful life, rather than getting caught up in these situations. We grieve over what happened to Breonna Taylor and all these victims, but there are circumstances that led up to it that if we don't talk about and face the music, we're never going to solve the problem, and it's just going to happen again. Like justice rolled down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Statistically high rates of crime in any segment of the population, whether black or white or Hispanic, cannot be ignored. And that's certainly not gospel preaching or loving to ignore it. It only adds to the problem. And addressing it is not racist. The gospel teaches personal accountability and responsibility. The gospel is a call to repentance, and preaching that message, doing so, identifying the sin, will go a long way to fixing the problem.